Because this week is Parashat Acharei Mot Kedoshim, and in Kedoshim, we are told, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani, we are given the mitzvah of being holy. I thought I would talk a little bit about Yishayahu Perek Vav. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, this is Yishayahu's Nivuat HaKtasha, it is his initiation prophecy, where he has that famous Nivuah, where he sees the angels up in heaven, and Hashem is sitting in the Heichal, and the Pasuk tells us, Srafim omdim mima'alo, the Srafim are standing around him, v'kara ze el ze ve'amar, and one would call out to the other, Kadosh, 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 holy, 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 Hashem Tzvaot, the Lord of hosts, milo chol ha'aretz kivodo, his presence fills all of the earth. And this is an unbelievable scene. And I'd like to talk about the words Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh for a few minutes. According to Rashi, what's going on up in heaven in that divine scene? Rashi says, on Bikara ze el ze, notlin reshut ze mi ze. Shelo yakdim ha'echad v'yatchil, that they're turning to each other and initiating a group of unified voices calling out, v'patchu kulam ke'echad, and everybody calls out as one, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So it doesn't sound like there's random calls all over the Heichal. Rather, one unified voice is calling out, holy, holy, holy. According to the Ibn Ezra, it's just poetic license. And there's nothing special about the fact that it says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh three times. The Ibn Ezra says, Shalosh pe'amim, shekein yomru tamid. This is how they express themselves, and that there are other places in the Bible as well where we have triplicate repetition. For example, in Yirmiyahu, we have Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, and there's also the word Eretz repeated three times in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Eretz, Eretz, Eretz. The Radak says something beautiful as well. Shamati, says the Radak, I heard, Shehaya korei saraf el saraf, one angel would call to another, v'zehaya omer l'chaveiro, derech zeruz, that they were calling out to each other, not only to call out in one voice, but because of, they were so excited to declare kadosh, 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 and to recognize God. So it was like, hey, we're ready for Kedusha. Hey, we're ready for Kedusha. On the count of three, let's start. And what I love about this image is that the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is really not about God, but the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is an opportunity to create a conscious community of recognition of God, the idea of calling out in one voice, that at some point, even the most disparate or the most broken community can come together in one voice and recognize God, and for the moment, put aside political views and put aside religious disagreements. And there are moments where we can become one voice. And that voice is in recognition of God. And the Radak says that it's an excitement, that it's a zeruz. It's about motivating other people around you to create a community. And God doesn't need to hear us call out, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's really for us to create an environment where we are excited to call out Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And when we do that, and that community of consciousness is born and is created by us turning to each other and seeing each other and calling out to each other and inviting those that are on the outskirts of the community or perhaps aren't as welcome in the community as they should be, when we invite them in and we call to them, it's time to call out to God. That's very powerful. And then we can take the Ibn Ezra and say, when that happens, when that community is created, when we do recognize the need to call out to God as one, no matter who you are or where you are in society, and specifically in the Jewish community, then one time calling out Kadosh is not enough. And two times calling out Kadosh is not enough. But we need to call it out three times because of the poetry and the magnificence and the grandeur of the community coming together. May we all find our voices. May we all be able to turn our heads and see who is around us and see who needs our support and invite them into our community so that in one powerful, unified voice, we can all call out to God and say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.